the USS Cole and the shot heard round the world.
I was injured. I knew it wasn't severe damage to my face. You know, I could still breathe through my nose, my mouth. I could feel my teeth and my tongue. So I was still, it's pretty nervous when someone looks at your face and their eyes get wide.
10 years ago, Keisha Steadham was on the USS Cole when it was attacked while in port in Yemen. It was al-Qaeda's second deadly attempt to get the U.S. government's attention.
It killed 17 and injured 39, but al-Qaeda's visibility remained under the U.S. political radar. A decade after the Cole attack, we understand it was one of the opening salvos in what we now call the War on Terror.
Strategies, tactics, casualties, and lessons 10 years after the USS Cole attack.
On the Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. 10 years after that attack in Yemen, and later on in the program, a conversation with Newt Gingrich. Good morning, everyone. It's Tuesday, October 12th.
Well, let's get right to the top of the news this morning. After more than 2 months underground, they can almost see the light. Rescue operations to free the 33 miners trapped underground could begin as early as this evening. That's according to officials in Chile. Workers have already put steel reinforcements on the tunnel that will free the miners, and they've used sandbags to test the 13-foot-tall capsule that will lift out the miners one by one. Chilean Mining Minister Lawrence Goldberg says the miners will get medical care as soon as they get up to the surface.
They will be immediately taken to the a zone that we have called triage, which in this zone they are going to receive first aid.
The miners have already been supplied with shampoo and soap. Before the final rescue operation starts, they'll also get moisture-resistant coveralls embroidered with their names and fresh socks and pairs of underwear. Chilean President Sebastian Piñera and Bolivian President Evo Morales are both due to arrive at the mine today.
Did you hear on All Things Considered they were saying that the spouses of the miners are like lined up in the beauty parlors in the local town ready for
their... I actually heard that. I didn't hear it on ATC, but it's an amazing...
It is amazing. Yeah.
President Obama is pushing for Congress to approve a $50 billion down payment on projects to upgrade highways, railways, and airports. It's the first step in the president's broader plan to invest $500 billion in the nation's infrastructure.
It should not take another collapsing bridge or failing levee to shock us into action.
Speaking from the White House Rose Garden, the president said the long-term investment will also help create jobs in the short term. And Google and New York investment firm Good Energy say they're planning to lay 350 miles of underground cables that will help set up offshore wind farms all along the Atlantic seaboard. The project will cost $5 billion if it goes through, and it could dramatically transform the region's power grid. Running from northern New Jersey to Norfolk, Virginia, the system's cable line would have a capacity of 6,000 megawatts. That's as much power as 5 large nuclear reactors.
A development that may be a non-development in the Middle East. Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said he would freeze Jewish settlements on the West Bank if Palestine would recognize Israel as a Jewish state. The offer was immediately rejected by Palestinians. A spokesman for the Palestinian president, Mahmoud Abbas, said settlement building and recognizing Israel as a state are two separate issues to be negotiated separately. World Economic Forum report on gender equality out today lists Iceland, Norway, Finland, and Sweden as the nations with the smallest economic and social gaps between men and women. The report used international labor and health data to compare 134 nations. The U.S. jumped into the top 20 for the first time, while France's rankings took a big
fall. So I need to move to a really cold country? What is about the cold?
Let's look at markets. Asian markets are mixed. European indices are down. Futures are up for Wall Street. The Dow gets underway at 11,010. The S&P opens at 1,165. The NASDAQ opens at 2,402. Coming up this hour, former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich joins us. With the midterm elections just weeks away, what are voters ready to sign on the dotted line? A new contract? He'll explain later this hour.
But first, we'll take a look at the past decade, 10 years since the attack on the USS Cole. What do we know now that we didn't know then? Well, lots. We'll talk in a moment.